We're doing our class, Judaism Head to Toe. And we skipped the eyes a little bit. Let's discuss glasses for 1 second. Glasses in halacha. Where this comes up is you wake up Shabbos morning and your three-year-old did this to your glasses. So now they're a little bit bent out of shape sitting on your nose, one glass going up, the other glass going down. And you hug him and you kiss him and you tell him you love him, and then you decide you want to fix your glasses. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So that you run into the problem of metakein mono, that you're not allowed to fix a vessel on Shabbos. Right? If you bend your glasses back into shape on Shabbat, that's prohibited. So sometimes you have a lens popping out and you want to just tighten the screw. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. You're fixing the vessel on Shabbos. So you got to make do. What can you do? After Shabbos, you'll fix it. And that includes bending into shape, screwing into shape, etc. Have your glasses on Shabbat. So that's one place that glasses show up. Another area that glasses show up, let's say you're visiting Brooklyn, Midtown Manhattan for Shabbat. I'm sure you're there for a good reason, like bringing Jews back home or something, or maybe visiting your parents or something. So you don't have an Erev in Manhattan, which means you're not allowed to carry. It's public domain. You have 2 million people going up and down Fifth Avenue, etc. So you're not allowed to carry things on Shabbat. You're allowed to wear glasses, but you can't carry them. So long as you're wearing them, you're allowed to walk around public domain wearing your clothing. But you would not be able to take your tallit and fold it up and carry it on your shoulder, because you're not wearing it when it's folded up on your shoulder. The normal way of wearing it is fine. I'm allowed to wear my clothing and walk in public domain. I'm not allowed to bunch up the tallis and fold it all up and carry it around public domain that way. I'm not allowed to fold it up and carry it on my shoulder that way. By the same token, I can't put my spectacles, if I think it's really cool, to put them at the edge of my nose and I look like an absent-minded professor. So I would not be able to walk around town like that. That's not the way people usually wear their glasses. Unless maybe that is his way. I don't know. So long as I'm wearing the glasses, I'm okay. Carrying them is not okay. Once we touch that subject, let's just touch a few more. You cannot make a pit stop in public domain on Shabbat. That's considered like the fluids left your body and landed somewhere else. That's a Gemara. Thanks, Vinny. Shkoyach. You would not be able to spit in public domain. You're transferring the spit from your mouth to the floor. You cannot walk around with gum in your mouth. That's a way of carrying around gum. So people have to finish what they're eating and then go to the public domain. So we're lucky. We live where there's an Erev. Where do you come from?
San Diego.
You guys have an Erev there?
I don't think so.
Oh, boy. So you have to finish your chewing gum in shul or at home. Carrying it around becomes problematic. You're making Aliyah, or you don't know yet?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Yes, sir. Or carrying 4 footsteps in public domain. You're not allowed to carry 4 footsteps in public domain. Chewing the gum. You're walking around with the gum in your mouth. You're carrying it in your mouth. You swallow it. That's okay. That the fluids are leaving your body. It's the equivalent of you taking an item and tossing it out. So you're removing something from your body. You do your needs at home. And as Binny so aptly pointed out, you shouldn't be doing them in public domain anyways. Have you ever seen anyone do that? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell them that today we're a little bit more concerned for being nice to people, and we don't do that. So if you look at the Mishnah Brura, you'll see that it says we don't do that. We don't do that. In their days, for whatever reason, maybe it was because of their diet, maybe it was for something else, they knew that a man could suffer tremendous medical problems if he didn't relieve himself right away. Today we see the exact opposite. People hold it in for a long meeting, people hold it in for an hour and 2 hours and 3 hours and nothing happens to them. We're unaware, it might not, right. We're unaware of that being a major problem. So no one's saying you should hold it in, go, but to go stand in public domain and say you don't understand, this is a medical need. Maybe we do understand, it's a different medical need, it's a psychological need, right? No, under normal circumstances, a person should go privately. Boy, I never thought. Yeah. Okay. Huh?
Typical name. The thing is, as one of them that died because he was at the king. The time when you didn't get up before the king. What is called? Chupacabra. He was called. So he was dining with the king, like a lot of people. You're not allowed to make the shape of your king's name. And he had to go to the toilet and. It exploded.
Oh, yeah?
It exploded and he died.
Really? Where did this happen?
Many years ago. I don't know when it's from.
You see? Here. He has a Danish story about Pikuach Nefesh. There you have it. You heard that, Michael? You missed the story. He said in Denmark someone died from holding it in. It happens. He's telling the story. I don't know.
I think